Welcome back, loyal listeners, to a stony episode of Two Men in a Shed.
You gonna make it
totally
okay?
Uncensored. It's Chris, the Wingspan Campbell, and George, the Lighthouse Smith.
420.
This week, we're going to start off on a new segment. We're going to call Mind Sliding Biden. George, hit it.
Please don't let him read.
Brown bear, brown bear, what do you see? I see a bird looking at me. Now you got it.
I can't get over it. This is the leader of the free world. The leader of the free world who says they all the time. They will not let me do this.
Nope.
They will not let me do that.
This guy. I think it's 420 for Biden every day.
Every day. They did not give him his meds for this Easter egg roll on the fucking South Lawn. They did not do it.
But who are these day people?
Who are these day people? I think the day includes Jill, Obama.
Look at this. This is at the White House egg roll, which they called it the education roll.
The educational egg roll, because heaven forbid they do it for Easter and offend people.
Yeah, he didn't mention God or Jesus or anything like that in his little speech there either, if you noticed that.
And really what this is an Easter blessing from Jesus. Jesus Christ himself has given us comedy of the leader of the free world. It's a damn shame.
It is sad.
It's a damn shame. He claims to be a fucking Catholic, but here he is. He can't even say Easter. It's, what's it, egg-ication?
Education role. That's what it is.
Egg-ication role.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of punny, but, I mean, I don't like hearing it from them.
Well, you also don't want to see a bunny rabbit. All right, Jill, shut up. You're getting on my nerves, Jill.
Yeah, it's just... Man.
But you also don't want to see the person dressed as the bunny rabbit telling him not to be talking about politics and stuff to people out there. So,
yeah, so true. So true. And, you know, it's funny how they had, a personal manager, I guess, inside a bunny suit said, you know what? No. You're taking it off cuffs and you're going to fuck the free world up. You're going to fuck this up. And a bunny actually had to jump in front of me, wave his arms. Like he was waving off a helicopter landing or some shit and grab him by the bottom of his back. I shouldn't say grab, but put his arm around him and start shuffling in him.
It's sad that that's where we're at. That's where we're at now. This is ridiculous.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
A joke.
And then they do, you know, what was it, America the Beauty, the whatever that song is, and then Jill's gonna be like, well, clap and wave or whatever she had to say.
And then after story time, he wanted to get up and she said, sit down.
It's you know, it happens all the time. They have a list for me. They told me who to call first. They did this. You are the most powerful man in the world, supposedly, but they are definitely in control.
Yeah, he don't even know what day it is. He's just happy to be there. That's all.
Yeah.
Get my 10%. I'm the big guy.
Fraud puppet placement.
Yep. So anyway, what's going on with you this week, Chris? I know it's your favorite day of the year.
Well, I wouldn't say it's my favorite day of the year, but I partake in 420. I enjoy 420. And you know, my sometimes I like to say my 20-year career in the Marine Corps was just a 20-year break in my lifetime weed smoking career. And when I went into the recruiter's office, I was stoned out of my fucking mind. When I went to MEPS to pick my job out and actually enlist, the MEPS liaison was like, do you have hot pee? I was like, yep. And they kicked me off deck for 3 days. I was actually going to enlist as a crew chief on the helicopters. And then when I went back up, that job was no longer available. And in my mind, I was like, man, I'm getting fucked because I'm a stoner. But once I became a recruiter, I realized those jobs actually do go away. Mm-hmm. And so I missed my opportunity. Mm-hmm. And smoking that bud changed my whole trajectory in the Marine Corps, my job and my MOS was going to be. Who knows if you and I would ever met if I was actually a crew chief on a CH-53 or something like that.
Yeah, the Marine Corps was probably better off that you showed up stoned that day, because I mean, you as a crew chief, I don't know, but, you know, admin's your thing.
Well, Yeah, I mean, I was good at it for a little while. Then I got ADD and I got fucking bored at it. So, but no. But when I compare weed from then in '98 when I enlisted to now, fucking 2022, holy shit, this shit's powerful. Like, I took two tokes yesterday and I had brick feet for almost an hour. I was just, it was so damn fucking powerful.
Is that when you were out running around?
Yeah, it was when I was out running around. Okay. You're getting a key made and shit, you know.
Yeah. Those keys that you keep making a hassle. If you just went where I told you, it'd been a simple process.
Well, you know, you expect things to work.
I told you where to freaking go. Just go to Lowe's, things to work.
You know, here, we've been having a lover's quarrel there, listeners, about this fucking key getting made because George got some things he's got to do here, and, you know, I leave quite often. He's got things he's got to run around and go see and do and see his daughter and take care of things. But so we need to lock the door.
can't rely on Bojangles.
Yeah, Bojangles ain't all that much of a guard dog. He'll give a good bark, but he ain't going to do anything about anything. But so I need to get a key made, and I went to Walmart. And there's a kiosk there. I don't know if y'all have seen this kiosk. You stick your key in, it scans it, then makes fucking key. You fucking put your card in it, scan it, put cash in it, whatever, and it fucking comes out. The fucking kiosk didn't work. So I ended up having to go to Home Depot. And for the first time in my life, all 43 years living on this planet, it's the first time I ever stood in line to get a key made. Now, I've been waiting for the clerk to come to the counter to make a key, but I never stood in line. There was three people ahead of me. First time ever. So, you know, my mind was drifting, wandering. I was looking at tools, this, that, and the other. But still, a fucking line to get keys made. It's probably because the goddamn kiosks weren't working that fucking George always vouches about.
No, I told you to go to Lowe's, not Walmart. Well, I plainly said go to Lowe's. They have it right there in the middle of the aisle. You go in. It's a simple process, in and out.
After I experienced one fucking kiosk, I wanted to do it with the machine and having a human do it. I was fucking done with it.
Because you went to the wrong freaking place. Because you don't follow directions just like Bojangles.
Well, I don't need to fucking follow directions from you. I just needed to get the key made. Like I said earlier, do you like steak?
It'd have been easier if
you did.
Do you
like steak?
Now, you know I love steak.
Well, do you care how the fucking cow's killed?
No,
I don't. As long as you get a fucking steak, right?
Okay, but the difference is you came home bitching about it.
I was bitching because this kiosk should fucking work. Like, I'm tired of fucking technology we got to rely on. And then I went down to where they usually have, like, at the counter. They took that away because there's a kiosk out front. So, fucking pissed me off about that, too.
And you went to the shittiest Walmart in town.
Oh, man. I hate that Walmart. That Walmart is fucking ghetto. It's fucking crowded. It is bad. We fucking pulled up, and there was this dude in a fucking Buick just hollering at his shoulder. Yo, Shody, what's your name? Just holding up traffic. People honking. Fucking Max was trying to back his truck in, and all he was wanting to do is spit some game. Like, here's this, and he was fat. This girl was okay looking, but he was like, yo, what's your name? And she was entertaining the shit. My name is, I forget what it was. I think it was Brittany or some shit like that. But fuck, the audacity of people, man. Why don't you just fucking park the car and get out? There was two parking spots next to her. What? Just holding up traffic and shit, man. I'm telling you, If that Walmart is any indication of how a big city is, I do not never ever want to move to a big city because I would, for lack of better terms, I might become a threatening fucking mass shooter or something because I can't tolerate. I don't have the fucking patience for people like this. Not saying I would if Big Brother's out there listening because, you know, I get super paranoid when I smoke weed. That's why I can't smoke weed as much as I want to because I fucking start thinking shit. The other day I got high and I fucking seriously thought that the cops were listening to me for some reason. Some lonely old Chris Campbell here fucking committing crimes, which I'm not. But I thought they broke into my house and put a speaker into my dog's toy so they can listen to everything that happens in my house. That's how fucking paranoid I was.
Yeah, you do get crazy.
Yeah. So if there's a scientist or a chemist out there that could do something to give weed the same powerful effects and that high and the trippiness and everything out of it, but take away that paranoia, I would probably stop drinking all in all. You know, that's the drug I'm familiar with. Sometimes I get high on weed. I'm just like, this is all brand new to me again. You know, I love watching movies on it, though. I enjoy watching movies and a good a docuseries, things that make me think. Oh, animal documentaries are the best.
Well, I know, like I said, today is your day, 420. I still think it's your favorite time of the year. You even skipped school today.
I did skip school today.
Yes, you did. I got up. Well, I got up earlier than I planned on because I got a phone call this morning from Mikey. Oh, the floor people are at the house. They couldn't tell us yesterday. I would have been there and been prepared. So I had to get up early, drive across town, let them jokers in, and I told them, hey, when you're done, just lock the damn thing up because I ain't coming back. So I don't know if they're done over there or not. Don't really care. It'll all get done eventually, I guess. But yeah. But then I came back and I expected you'd be gone, and here you were. And I'm like, huh.
Well, you know, I feel like a rare butterfly just showed up at my house. You know, and that rare butterfly is my friend George here, and it ain't often we get to hang out in large chunks, and you know, we both enjoy staying up late and partaking in you know.
Various things.
Yeah, I mean, you're a good man, George. You're a good man. And so I stayed up late, and I just didn't fucking feel like driving to Wilmington, and I don't feel like getting online and sitting through that fucking dumbass class neither. So, yes, today I am fucking playing hooky. And
sometimes you got to.
You know, I mean, I just, you know, I'm to the point now, just I'm fucking, it's two more weeks left in semester, and I'm just half-stepping. I just want the shit to be over with. And if I went to my poetry class today, what we would have done, we're reading a book of poetry right now. We're analyzing the poems. There's no homework to it. There's no assignments attached to it. We literally just sit there and talk about these poems and meanings and metaphors and shit behind it and the artistic style, how it's written. Yeah, it's good to sit around a bunch of writers and talk craft, but it's also a waste of fucking time when I could just do it on a Zoomer. Like, it's a waste of fucking time for me to drive down there for a 50-minute class, mm-hmm. pay $2.50 for parking just to drive back on something that I don't want to say it's worthless, but I get very minimal amount of education out of it, if that makes sense. So,
have you smoked anything today?
Yeah, I took a little toke this morning.
Oh, yeah, I can tell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, little one. Like I said, it doesn't take much. I'm a fucking lightweight, dude, and I don't like getting so high that I'm slobbering on myself. I like getting high where, like, it feels like there's a cushion of air underneath my feet. You know, like, I just, in some reason, something, it weirds me out. When I get stoned, I also like to take showers. I like the feeling of water running over me. I like swimming when I'm high. I like going to the beach and just sitting in the waves. It just, there's something about the sensation of water touching my skin while I'm high I really enjoy.
Well, in honor of your favorite day of the year, you came up with this idea, or we go over the top 10 greatest stoner movies.
Yeah, because they're hilarious. They're a lot of fun, you know, and a lot of times with stoner movies, you just need some fucking just mind-numbing entertainment. So what we got for number 10 here?
Well, number 10 is a movie I've never seen, 1993, True Romance with Brad Pitt.
Nope, never heard of it.
Never, I never have either, so never we cannot speak on this one.
No.
Huh? Okay, well, then let's move on to number 9. 2004, Soul Plane with Snoop Doggy Dogg.
I like Soul Plane. Soul Plane had a bunch of rappers in it. It had Kevin Hart in it. It was hilarious.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, they have a plane that kind of looks like a doobie. I think it's purple for like Purple Kush or something like that. And displays a lot of rappers and everything in it. I would say it is kind of the black version of like, what am I looking for? Like
Airplane?
Yeah, sort of. Just a stoner version of it, you know. It's a lot of fun. It's a fun movie.
Okay, I'm going to check it out sometime. Yeah. Reading it does sound pretty funny.
Yeah.
1989, number 8, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Well, yeah.
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
I never liked that movie. I just thought they were annoying as hell, and I never did like it. But look here. They went back in time to meet Socrates.
Oh.
You know, Socrates. That's
Socrates. Yeah, Socrates.
That's what I used to call Socko. But never did like that movie, though. I don't even know if I ever watched the whole movie, to be honest with you.
Yeah, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure never really did anything for me. Yeah.
No. Now, here's a classic one, 1995, number 7, Friday with Ice Cube.
I feel like this should be higher.
That was a great movie. I don't know why it's at number 7.
It's got so many fucking one-liners in there. You know, you got Debo, you got Knock the Fuck Out.
This is where people came... This is where people came up with the Puff Puff Give.
Yeah, the Puff Puff Give. Yeah, Puff Puff Pass. Yeah.
You don't want to smoke up Big Worm Stash.
No. Big Worm. Big Worm.
That was a great movie. Just hanging out on the porch in South Central.
Yeah.
Getting high.
Yep. Yep. And apparently the behind the scenes there, the reason Chris Tucker's wearing blue is because they actually filmed in a neighborhood full of Crips, and they wouldn't allow him to wear any other type of color.
Right.
That's why Big Worm's car was blue. That's why there's a lot of blue in it. So I thought it was a pretty neat little tidbit
that
of
is,
information.
Yeah. That is interesting. Number 6, 2004. I thought this movie was older than this, but this is Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Oh, that's another great friend movie and just fucking sit around getting stoned, and they get the munchies and go out on adventures. That's another thing I like about stoner movies. They're adventurous. Like, they're not really – you know, sometimes when people think of stoners, they're just kind of what am I looking for? Just in – mundane. They're just sitting on the couch laughing, giggling, eating fucking chips. But, you know, when I was a kid, and even now I like going out on adventures stoned. But I like little adventure stoner movies. It's just you know, how the artist and writer portrays the world when they're stoned and they put it on camera. It's neat. It's artistic in a sense, but yet funny.
I've never seen this movie. Yeah. Might have to change it to Harold and Kumar Go to Crystals.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they got one where they go Guantanamo Bay. They got a couple other ones out there.
All right, number 5, another movie that I have never heard of or seen. Yep. How High came out in 2001.
Red Man and Meth Man, yep. Yeah. They're a great little comic duo. They got several movies out there they were doing together. But that's one's their most famous ones. And it's entertaining. I like it.
Okay. I ain't mad at you. All right, number 4, 1980, Cheech and Chong's next movie. Now, I know I've seen this one, but it's been so long ago.
You know what's great about Cheech and Chong movies is that they do stupid stoner things. I don't know if you remember the scene where they were getting gas and had gas in a trash can, and they're both carrying gas.
I think I remember.
And they're trying to pour it in, and he's like, "Oh man, it's getting everywhere. I can't do Cheech's stuff." And then they light this big fat doobie, and Chong's like, "Well, I don't think you should be doing that, man." And then the fucking car explodes. And
here's a great line though from Cheech. He goes, "Man, I'm going to be late for work again. That's the fifth time this week, and it's only Tuesday."
Yeah,
that's Cheech and Chong movies were always great.
Yeah. Yep. Chong was the 70s show. He was their weed dealer on the 70s show.
Yep.
He has his own bong line, Chong Bongs or something like that. He has his own bong line, and I think he actually has a strain of weed named after him. And then, you know, Cheech just went on to do a couple things. I think he was in a cop show or something.
Yeah, he was in a cop show with they're actually doing a remake of it now. The guy from Miami Vice. What the hell was his name?
Which one?
The white guy.
It was the original one? Or
the original Miami Vice.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was on the tip of my tongue. But anyway, I can't remember the name of the damn cop show. But he used to come on, I believe, Friday nights, I believe.
And then he was in he had a cameo in one of Quentin Tarantino's great movies, Dust Till Dawn, at the end when they go.
Yeah.
And he's like, we got sideways pussy, got loose pussy, we got tight pussy.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
And he's like, five for something. He goes, if you find any pussy cheaper, fuck it. Yeah, that's a great scene on that movie.
Another movie I've heard a lot about, but I've still never seen it to this day, is Pineapple Express from 2008 with Seth Rogen and James Franco.
Yeah, I mean, those two are the classic stoners. And, you know, Seth Rogen does all his movies totally high. And when the pandemic hit, he was all for the small businesses and pot shops. Saying that he needed to get out there and get these small spot shops should be open and this, that, and that. So he was an advocate for small business, just with pop shops. But what's great about this movie, because I can pair it to the plug I had. I used to have a plug who knew all about weed and had all these different strains of weeds, and he would tell me about the mixtures of weed and this and that and other. So when James Franco gets talking about Pineapple Express being mixed with that and hinted this, hinted that, it reminded me of the plug I used to have. So I don't know. On my list of stoner movies, I probably wouldn't even put Pineapple Express in the top 10. Here it is, number 3. I don't know.
You wouldn't put it in the top 10?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I've never seen it. Can't comment. Number 2, 1993, Dazed and Confused. All right.
Well, to me, that should be number 1 all day,
every
day.
That is a great movie, yeah.
All day, every day. Has a great soundtrack. It for our time, it's the Breakfast Club of our time. It has so many up and coming actors, you know, Matthew McConaughey, Ben Affleck, yep. that London guy, Mia Jovovich in it. You know, I can't think of the other two guys. The nerds, they did went on to do big movies. And the cars, the soundtrack, the sexual innuendos, mm-hmm. you know, the rebel yell to it all. It was great. The Moon Tower.
Some great lines. Yeah. Like I like high school girls because, yeah. How's it go? The older I get,
they stay the same age. Yeah.
Or the older you do get, the more rules they're going to try to get you to follow. You just got to keep living, man. L-I-V-I-N.
L-I-V-I-N. Yeah.
That's where, if you ever heard the story where he came up with the, and I'm probably not going to tell it right here, but Matthew McConaughey came up with the all right, all right, all right. That was actually his first scene ever he shot. And they put him in the car, and he's sitting there thinking, okay, how am I going to do this? And he thought of his favorite movie star, and I can't remember who it was. Right? See, I knew I wasn't going to tell it right. But anyway, he's sitting there just thinking, okay, in that movie he had the girl, he had the car, he had this, he had that. So then he goes, oh, I got the girl here, I got the car. And then when they said action, he just said, in his head, I got 3 out of 5. All right, all right, all right. so that's where he came up with that line. Yeah.
With that Texas accent. Yeah. And
But it's great hearing him tell the story because that was his actual first scene he ever filmed, and he just did that right off the fly. So
And he's rode that tidal wave. Mm-hmm. Those three sayings, mm-hmm. you know, it's like Lee Ermey rode that one character all the way through his celebrity mm-hmm. life.
Yep. Yeah, when he won his Grammy, I think it was, Grammy or whatever the hell they get for movies, he was up, he did that all right. That's where he actually told the story how he came up with it.
Yeah, I guess books, Green Lights, it's a good book. It's motivating.
Yeah, love that movie. I actually have that movie. I have the box set of that and Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Every time it comes on, I watch Days and Fuse. I stop and watch it. It's hard for me because I can almost quote the whole movie. Yeah.
Now, number one, 1998, this is a great movie. And actually, I think I watched this a few months back at the in the camper because I obviously have the DVD for this too. The Big Lebowski.
Oh, you got to love The Big Lebowski.
That movie is so freaking awesome.
So freaking awesome, dude. So awesome. You know, I'm not saying it should be number one in the stoner movies. I mean, but it's... I would say definitely top three. The cast, the trio cast they got just on screen, they just work together and off each other so well. I wonder if they even went on, even did the script. I feel like there was a whole bunch of ad-libbing in that movie, and it just fucking worked.
Yeah. It says, how does the dude abide? Oh, the usual, I bowl, I drive around, the occasional acid flashback.
Yeah.
That is an awesome movie. Yeah. If you've never seen that, people go out and watch it. It's got Jeff Bridges in it, Goodman. Golly, I can't remember people's names hardly anymore. What's his first name? Guy from Roseanne.
Yeah.
Everybody knows who I'm talking about.
Yeah, he played Fred Flintstone. Yeah.
Which that movie?
John Goodman.
Yeah, John Goodman.
Yeah, I mean, I want to add a couple of notable stoner movies. I think the movie Road Trip was a great stoner movie.
Where he was going to see his girlfriend?
Yeah, well, they had to intercept the video.
Right. Okay. I didn't really know it was much of a stoner movie.
Yeah, they were getting high the whole time. Okay. At least one kid was, and he got everyone else high. I think that was a great stoner movie. I ain't going to necessarily call it a stoner movie, but a great movie to watch stone is Another Brick in the Wall, the Pink Floyd fucking whole music concert thing.
Yeah, I've never watched the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. It was great. It was great. You know, so.
But that's the 10 top movies. we didn't come up with that list. That's just off the internet there. But some of them I hadn't heard of. Other ones I love, Big Lebowski, Dazed and Confused, two awesome movies. Mm-hmm. At least they were in the top three, mm-hmm. so that's good. but yeah, I mean, otherwise, that's just 420. That's pretty much all we can talk about on that. I'm sure you'll probably talk a little later when you got to your pool tournament here, or whatever.
Yeah, I feel like I shoot a little bit better pool when I'm high too. That's weird.
I was on a roll the other day.
Oh, you were cracking those balls around. You were unstoppable.
I had all kinds of beer chips in my pocket.
Yes, you did. I got to stop playing like that because y'all motherfuckers make me broke.
You're the one that always wants to play.
Well, I just feel like it just puts that added challenge and the added competition to it, that added, you know, just that added, you know, I mean, you can have turkey breast or you can have lemon pepper turkey breast. You know, like, you want a fucking little bit of flavor to it. So I figure if you put a beer on it every now and again, or every game.
Every game, yeah, it's every game.
You know? Yeah. It brings out the best in people because, you know.
It's fun, it's fun. And then we went played music bingo, and then we won every round, if I'm correct, right?
Yeah, there's three rounds, and you won one, Shannon won one, and I won one. Yeah, so
we,
yeah.
We got a clean sweep there.
Yeah, I won the gift card. I won the blackout bingo. I think you won the regular bingo, and then she won the X on bingo, yeah. So I think that's how it was. Fuck, I don't know.
I don't know. I got a free bucket and some koozies and
I ended up
a pop socket.
I ended up playing pool, and I ended up staying on the pool because winter stays on when it gets that time at night. And I stayed on the pool table for about five games. And I was playing pretty good then. Or they were just playing shitty.
Were you playing Biden's imaginary friend?
No. I was playing like legit people. Legit people.
Okay, I'm just kidding.
You know.
Just messing with you.
I gotta make a quick correction. I think last week I said we've been doing this for a year. It's been two fast years. You and I have been podcasting.
Yeah, when I listened to the playback, I caught that, and I was like, "Yeah, it's been 2 years." So
two years.
2 years last month.
So. 2 years.
This is actually episode 90,
and it all started in the garage. So we went from a garage to a shed to a trailer to a duplex to a bedroom.
Townhome. Don't forget townhome.
Townhome. Yeah, so Two Men in Shed has been on a wild journey.
Yeah.
And our success goes out to our listeners. And please communicate with us. If y'all liked Biden's moment, send us an email and tell us what you like about our new segment. We're going to add that in every week.
We're never going to run out of material.
Yeah. Or send us in your mind sliding Biden moment that you thought was funny, or even send in your complaints about Biden. Or if you're one of those ones that listens to us and lean left or left or just a crazy liberal, feel free to fucking contact us and say, you know what, I like Biden for these reasons. And I'm sure we can win that debate with just reading fucking Brown Bear.
You want me to read it backwards?
Very sad, very sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I came across something here about, you know, Disney's been in the news a lot and all that because, they like teaching sex to little kids, I guess, or whatever. And, that basically, Disney's fucked up. And the Disney Harris, is that what they call her? Harris or whatever? The
female in
the
charge?
Female, yeah, the one who stands to inherit everything, or yeah, has already, I guess, whatever. Anyway, yeah, I think she's LBGQ alphabet, all this other shit, whatever. I don't know, ABCDEFG.
It's up to everything except W and M, because W and M stands for white male, and that's what they want to exclude in the alphabet.
But they were in, and I caught this little article that when they started Disney Plus, you know, they went through all their little movies there, all the old movies, and they flagged certain characters that they thought would be problematic. So, and I thought it was an interesting article. First of all, they flagged Tinkerbell because Tinkerbell was too body conscious, and you know, they didn't want to tell kids, you know, like last week, you know, Planet Fitness doesn't want you to get your feelings hurt. So if you're fat, you can't tell you're fat.
Remember when I think Robin Williams played Peter Pan,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's Julia Roberts that played Tinkerbell, and they put in that little fucking cute little tutu.
Yeah.
That's about the only time I found Julia Roberts attractive. But if I lived in the world of Disney, and I had to pick out the hotties of Disney, Tinkerbell would be in my top five. She's kind of cute, and if she could grow into like human size, I could forgive the fact that she has wings.
If I had wings, I could fly.
Yeah.
Let me contemplate.
A whole new world. Next would be Jasmine off Aladdin, though. Jasmine's hot as fuck, and she has a rich dad, and she's into loser boys. I'm all about some Jasmine.
You're in there, buddy.
I'm all about Jasmine.
Captain Hook was problematic because he could expose Disney to accusations of discrimination or prejudice against individuals with disabilities because he's a villain.
Well, isn't that what villains do? And you also got to think, I heard this thing about Captain Hook, that he was the white man on the Western Front. That's what he represented, because he was always after the Indian, the tribe that was in Peter Pan. I can't think of what they were called in. Neverland, they were dressed as Indians. And that was also problematic in Peter Pan, too. So they said, here, they're...
What's it that Michael Jackson's ranch, Neverland?
Well, yeah, I think so. But I think Neverland is also Peter Pan.
Yeah, a lot of homosexual activity. I can see where Disney's getting this now. But okay. Yeah. But, I mean, just think how stupid that is. Captain Hook, we don't want people with a disability to say we're making fun of them because he's a mean guy. Hey, how stupid is this?
It's pathetic.
It is pathetic. It's very pathetic. Stupid and pathetic. All right, Little Mermaid. Because she had a dark complexion and could be construed as racist, and her flamboyant mannerisms could come across as queer-coded or homophobic.
What the fuck's queer-coded?
I don't know. I don't know. Is that the same as dog whistling? I don't know.
I don't know what queer-coded means. I'm going to Google this shit. See, this is why I can't live in this world, because I don't know what these fucking terms mean. I feel like they just get made up in some office, and we just don't get the fucking memos.
Well, if you look that up, and let me finish this there. If you look on Disney Plus, they started slapping on social justice trigger warnings on old movies like Lady and the Tramp, Dumbo, Davy Crockett. I used to love Davy Crockett. Swiss Family Robinson, saying that they may contain outdated cultural depictions. Just because somebody, you know, so somebody doesn't get their feelings hurt. So.
Well, it's a shame that... it's a shame that people are so fragile nowadays. See, this is what I don't get. This is what I don't get, that Disney feels like they got to warn people of these made-up terms. Mm-hmm. Or take and look... Because I really think what it is perspective. I think it's just it's just them looking at characters and saying, you know what? I want to add my projection onto these characters. Because to me, Tinkerbell's just kind of fucking innocent.
I mean, well, that's my point. When a kid watches it, I mean, never when I was a kid watching Disney or anything, did I ever think, gee, they're making fun of disability people, this Captain Hook guy. This is so wrong. Never crossed my mind. Lady and the Tramp, I don't know what they flagged that for. What's wrong with Lady and the Tramp?
I think the word tramp.
I guess because I'm not in their bubble. I don't see these problems that they pretend exist, because I don't understand any of it. Little Mermaid, I never thought, wow, she's too dark. I can't like Little Mermaid. I never crossed my mind, dude. I didn't even know she was dark. Dark?
Who? Little Mermaid? I thought she was albino. I thought she was like Irish girl.
I thought she was white as hell.
Red hair? I don't understand this.
I don't either.
I don't understand. You know, I got a lot of problems with Disney right now.
A lot of people, my ex-wife told me the other day, our little girl just started watching Disney Plus not too long ago, and I don't know how long that's going to last anymore.
Remember the show Song of the South with the black man?
Yeah.
See, he fits into a Hollywood stereotype where the magical black man, mm-hmm. you know, you got him, what was the song from Song of the South? Oh, fuck. I can't.
Was it a movie?
Yeah. Had a black man, and then they did all the cartoons characters, and he's
yeah, I can't remember
what the song was. But then you got the magical black man, say Green Mile. The magical black man that could what was it? What was the movie where fuck, man. I'm throwing all these names out there.
Stop token before the podcast.
He played God. Bruce Almighty. Was it Bruce Almighty? What's the spinoff from Bruce Almighty where they did
Evan,
the most?
Was it Evan Almighty?
Evan Almighty. Yeah. Who's the black guy in there?
Starting to sound like me every week now. Can't remember shit. at least you got
magical
excuse.
Black guy. Well, he played the ultimate magical black guy because he was the fucking, he was God. You know? So.
Oh, you're talking about
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. Yeah.
So there are cliches out there about all this stuff. You know, women running in high heels. Why does every movie in action movies have women running in high heels? That makes no damn sense. But here, I got up to the
queer coded.
Queer coding is. Queer coding is the subtext coding of a character in media as queer. Though such a character's sexual identity may not be explicitly confirmed within their respective work, a character might be coded queer through the use of traits and stereotypes recognizable to the audience.
So what was Little Mermaid doing that was queer coding?
I don't understand it. I don't understand it. So once again, it's through the lens of the audience. You know, I thought that's what art is. Art should be able be interpreted by whoever looks at it and says, here's what I mean. It's like the poetry we fucking been analyzing. There, we go around the classroom. There's 15 of us, and there's 15 different outcomes of what we think this fucking poem is. So now all of a sudden, queer coding is a thing. It's just sometimes I just want the planet to stop spinning so some people fly off. Hold on. If they don't fucking hold on, they fucking fly off. Yeah. Here's what pisses me off about this wokeness with Disney. You know, they mislabel the bill, you know, don't say gay, which really is a parental rights bill in Florida. Yep. And it only affects people in Florida. Mm-hmm. It doesn't affect people in fucking Arkansas or Nebraska, you know, or Utah or fucking, you know, Idaho, wherever the fuck. It just only applies to Florida. And then they call it don't say gay. But here's the thing. They're going after it, but Disney still – Disney cruises go to Dominican Republic, Antigua, St. Martin's. All these places where the Disney cruises go, they are not allowed – those countries do not allow gay people to get married. Mm-hmm. So now all of a sudden, the employees who work for Disney is bitching about this bill in Florida, but yet still work for a company that doesn't – that gives millions of dollars to these countries to port their boat there and doesn't allow gay marriage. They're not protesting that shit. Take it a step further. They also expanded Disney Plus to Saudi Arabia, Yemen, and a couple other Middle Eastern countries that straight up kill homosexuals.
Yep, yep.
You go to trial. The punishment for being homosexual, you go to trial. Let's start there. You go to trial for being homosexual. And the punishment is death. But yet, here's the employees, the woke employees working for this company. Oh, we live in Florida, so you got to protest this. But yet, you still work for a company that panders to countries who doesn't have.
Well, yeah, because they're not going to give up their livelihood. It's the whole LeBron James syndrome again either. I'm going to knock everything in this country that I'm a millionaire, but I'm not going to say a word about China because that's where I make all my millions. You know, so.
Well,
from my Nike shoes, which are shitty shoes once again.
Well, they change a lot, too, when they do these live-action movies. And here's another thing I don't understand about these live-action movies. So let's take Dumbo. How in the fuck do they make a live-action Dumbo movie? It's all still fucking computer-generated imaging, which is, to me, animation. But they call it live-action. And they did take out the crows in the new live-action Dumbo, you know? I'm not saying the crows are offensive. To me, the crows were comic relief in Dumbo. You know, you got an elephant that was separated from its mother, probably going through some fucking trauma, who makes friends with a fucking mouse that says, here, you can fucking fly.
Weren't the crows always trying to cause trouble?
I just think they were just kind of on the sidelines.
Am I thinking of Heckle and Jekyll?
I think you're thinking Heckle and Jekyll. Okay. Yeah. And talk about some stereotypes there. Let's get into Hanna-Barbera fucking cartoons. Oh. There's some extremely stereotypes put in there, you know, but... You know, I don't see them getting canceled. You know, I just, because they're fucking entertaining. Tom and Jerry had extreme stereotypes in it. I don't see them getting fucking canceled.
In what ways? How did Tom and Jerry? Do I just not see this stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's start off with the housemaid who definitely had.
She was black, wasn't she?
Yeah, and it all the stereotypes were there, drawn onto her. Even their names, Tom and Jerry, could be contrived as racist.
Why? How do I not see this shit? How is Tom and Jerry racist?
Well, Tom is Uncle Tom, and Jerry is a Jew. So,
jeez, see that to me that's really stretching.
Well, I'm just saying.
No, I get your point, but that's people really stretching to find a problem with something. Never did that ever cross my fucking mind.
Well, you know, I only know this because I read shit about this. You know, I just look and people, like I've been saying here.
But that's people stretching just
people
to find
something. People
trying to
project
something.
Just like bitching about things. Why can't they just look it for the entertainment value of it all? You know? And in my opinion, we have made leaps and bounds of to be inclusive in a lot of entertainment. For example, the live version of Beauty and the Beast, Gaston's little fucking sidekick, is now gay. He wasn't gay in a cartoon. So there's inclusivity going on there. It wasn't like extremely like fucking cotton candy gay. He wasn't fucking flamboyant, but it was there. I mean, you're starting to see more and more, like, for example, I watched the movie there's 355 the other day, and 355 stands for, you know, female. That was a code that female spies were given during the Revolutionary War. But they had to have every wicket. They had, you know, the black British spy. They had, you know, every wicket of society there. They had an Asian lady, the white lady, this, that, and other. So at what point does that all get watered down?
And one of them had to be lesbian, I'm sure.
Well, that didn't, maybe. There wasn't a scene that had lesbian in it. I think there was lesbians in it, but I don't think there was, the heroes were lesbians.
There's probably some overtones there, you know, I mean.
Yeah. For example, I know you're not into Star Wars, but this is the thing. Like, I would boycott Disney if they didn't own Marvel and Star Wars. I could do without all the other bullshit. But there's a scene in Star Wars, The Last Jedi, where it's an Asian character and a black character, and they go to this planet, and all it is screen time for the two minority characters. Nothing really comes out of the scene because they don't really complete the mission. It was just screen time for it. I have no problem with, you know, these characters doing something, but, like, it needs to be part of the movie. Mm-hmm. They just went to this planet and did nothing, and it was just because of wokeness.
Yeah.
It's aggravating.
Yeah, I don't really watch Disney, but I do love Toy Story and Cars. I love those movies. But, I mean, I'm sure somebody can find something wrong with them, I guess. I don't know. I just watch them to enjoy them. But so I don't know. But but didn't I hear Thor now is gay or something?
No, Thor ain't gay.
What's all this hoopla I've been hearing about?
No, Thor ain't gay. There's going to be a female Thor. There's always been a female Thor. It's always been a female Thor in the comic books and this and other. It's just the storyline is love and thunder, and, you know, he goes, I don't know the whole storyline, but, you know, his girlfriend becomes Thor. So, but he's still going to be Thor. There's a lady Thor and then Thor.
A lot of Thors muddling the waters there.
Yeah, but I mean, it's always been a storyline about that. So,
well, it's all nonsense. You know, it reminds me of people, like you say, for the entertainment. You watch the entertainment value. It's like, I mean, these people watch stuff, just find something wrong with it. But it reminds me of, like, people will watch an action movie, you know, oh, it's great entertainment. And then it's the same person when you're watching wrestling, they'll be like, you know, it's fake.
Exactly.
Really, dude?
Exactly. I mean, yeah. And wrestling isn't fake. Them motherfuckers are athletes.
It's not fake. It's just choreographed. I mean, you can't fake hitting somebody with a chair or falling off a ladder. Or you can't fake any of that.
Yeah, you can't. And it's just a piece of fucking wood in there and with minuscule padding. Like, they're still taking the bumps and hits. Mm-hmm. That's why there's so many of them get injured. It's fucking real.
And there's no springs like everybody thinks. There's no springs under the ring.
It's still real. I mean, when a motherfucker runs and does a fucking somersault off the top rope onto the fucking ground and hits something, you got to be athletic to fucking do that.
Well, if you watch them now, when they do their running knees or their super kicks and all that, they're really hitting the shit out of each other. They're knocking the crap out of each other. So, I mean, it's good to know it's coming, so you can try to deflect it a little bit, but they're still freaking hitting each other. But that just reminded me when you said that. It reminded me of that one person who gets so deep in the red, it's fake, but then we'll sit there and watch a TV show and go, oh, this is awesome. It's the same thing. It's entertainment.
Well, speaking of awesome, we finished up the Mayor of Kingstown.
Oh, that show just got freaking better and fucking better. On Paramount Plus, people, I advise you to watch that show.
And that's a show that just holds nothing back. There's a character in it that she's a whore, and she gets sold around to all the groups. And while we were watching these horrific scenes that was going on to this young lady, George and I got into the conversation. Maybe y'all can have a conversation back with us and hit us up on our email at 2 Minute Shit, totally uncensored at gmail.com. It's the number 2, not the TWO. But we were sitting there saying that, you know, it's hard to believe, but this shit that's happening to this girl in this show probably happens in real life.
Oh, well, you know, happens in real life with the trafficking that Biden's allowing happening on the border and shit.
Yeah, and just the involuntary drug usage that they put her through.
Yeah.
It was sad to watch, but it was still entertaining because it's so violent and in your face. And when you watch shows like that, once again, it goes back to, you have to disbelieve reality. You have to suspend reality.
Yeah.
In other words, to really get the full content and entertainment of it. But, you know, it's a shame that something like that actually happens. And I don't know what it was in our mindset, but we watched First 48 yesterday and we know it's a dollar different things and how times change. We watched the first season first season, they still have boxy computers, flip phones. it was, I would have to say, maybe mid-90s technology.
Yeah, I can't remember. Well, you said 22 seasons, yeah. But, I mean, sometimes those seasons, sometimes it's like two seasons in a year, so you never really can't tell. But let's just say for the sake of early 2000s.
Yeah. You know. And so the commercials that ran then were just kind of just regular household commercials, cleaners, this, that, and the other. And then we watched the latest season, season 22. Yeah. And we noticed during the commercials there was a lot of commercials that showed a lot of positive black figures.
Yeah. I thought it was a commercial for something, and I'm waiting on the payoff, and it's really just showing how successful this black guy has become. I mean, which is fine, Groot on it, but I'm like you. I was like, I looked over, I was like, what was that commercial about? And you go, I don't fucking know.
It was about nothing. The commercial was about the positive black role model. That's what the commercial was about. He was a basketball player. He's in the Basketball Hall of Fame. Now he teaches. He's a driver's ed instructor.
Yeah.
But what we're pointing out here is that times have changed. You know, because they took Cops off the air, but First 48's on there. And if you watch it, you know what? There's a lot of black crime going on.
No.
There is. George, you must have been colorblind. Or queer coding.
Yeah, I'm queer.
You're fucking queer coding on there.
I'm watching CNN.
But with the whole Black Lives Matter movement, I think the TV execs, this, that, and I would say, here, if we're going to put this show out there, then during the breaks, we're going to have to put positive minority leaders and this, that, now. I mean, it wasn't regular commercials. I mean, there was one that had a female black lady on the commercial. Wasn't selling anything. It was just giving her fucking life story, which there's nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong. That it just caught me off guard. I was like, huh. I thought I was waiting on the product.
Yeah, I was waiting for her to say, you know, I drive a Lexus ever, you know, or something like that.
Well, you know, she wasn't selling pancakes. So, you know, can't do that. But Cops is back, by the way. It's on Fox Nation now.
Oh, well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
And plus, I think it's on Pluto TV, too, I think.
Well, I think Pluto TV was just running reruns. That's
But they have a whole station dedicated to it. Like, you know, that's the thing with Pluto TV. You know, they dedicate to one show, a whole channel. So.
Yeah.
But interesting stuff there. But, yeah, a lot of that stuff I don't catch. I watch movies. I don't read into it like these people on the left who just are trying to find problems with everything. I go enjoy it for the entertainment value. So maybe they should try that, too. I don't know. But.
Yeah. And I think the difference is, too, is that I also live in a university world where that is pointed out to me constantly. Not that I take action on it, but it's pointed out constantly, you know. So I think I'm just more aware of it than you are. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying that this is it's the generation behind us that's pointing all this stuff out.
Yeah, but once again, I think it's all – a lot of it, I just can't buy into it. Captain Hook is going to make people with disabilities prejudiced because he's a villain. Who's making this shit up?
Well, the thing is, that's what makes Captain Hook a villain. The fucking Hook.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. People reading too much into shit, trying to find something to get mad about. So,
you know, why aren't they going after what's that show? Unstoppable. That had Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson in it. Had Mr. Glass. He was a villain. He was in a wheelchair. Why aren't they going after that? You know.
I don't know.
I don't know neither. I don't know. And really, be honest with you, we're fucked. Not only do we have a fucked up dementia president, but these kids that are getting taught in schools right now are going to be so fucking mind fucked when they're adults that I doubt the society that we are accustomed to will fucking exist. You know, they went from not getting interpersonal skills because everything went online because of the pandemic. Then they go back into school trying to get interpersonal skills, and they're forced to wear a fucking mask, which, by the way, thank God for the judge down in Florida getting rid of that fucking mandate for fucking flights.
Yep.
And now they're being inundated by all this gender identity shit that they're not even being taught. Anything,
which is the law in Florida that they're complaining about, stops all the way up to third grade because for some reason the left is just intent on teaching little kids about sex and transgenderism, and hey, you can change your sex if you're not happy.
Yeah.
So, and that's what they're pissed off about. Like you said, they mislabeled the bill. When I'm saying you can't say gay nowhere, if they actually read the bill, it doesn't mention the word gay one time.
Nope.
So once again, the left's lying. But why would you not want to protect little kids? Why would little kids need to hear that nonsense?
It's amazing how the left picks and chooses how they want to protect kids. Here, let's increase the age of tobacco sales from 18 to 21.
Yeah.
You know? But let's allow them to vote. You know,
that's 16.
Well, let's push them back down to 16, but yeah, they can't partake in the things. You know, I read a meme the other day said, you know, why does people under age 18 pay taxes when they can't vote? So no taxation without representation, you know?
True, good point.
But I feel like what the liberals are doing is kind of like what cigarettes did in the 60s and 70s is target kids so they can hook them for life.
Right.
So if they can get this fucking mentality pushed into these
kids. That's
all
it is, yeah. That's what it
they
is.
They will grow a generation with this liberal mindset.
The left has been doing it since the late 60s with the blacks, the Hispanics, all that. Rely on us. We want to keep you as a voter for life, and that's why the social programs. That's why they try to keep all the minorities in the social programs.
And here's another memo I don't get. And I only ask these questions because we've got some fucking emails and this, that, and other saying we're racist, we're homophobic, this, that, and other. It is not that. It's that we're trying to get an understanding of the shit. And I have a question. Why is it every time I see LGBTQ, whatever the alphabet is.
I'm just going to start calling them ABC people.
Why is it they all wear that cotton candy green hair? Why is it they all kind of...
Yeah, we noticed that the other day, didn't it?
Why is that kind of like the signaling...
Is that a calling card?
Yeah, it's what like they're identifying... I don't understand it. If someone could send us, look, we're not trying to say you can't live your life this way. I just don't understand.
I used to like emo chicks who would have the pink red hair or the green blue hair, and now these people are ruining it for me.
I love emo chicks.
I know.
They wear those chokers. Chokers do something for me, man. Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't try to get you off on a
freaking
tangent.
If they could put Jasmine in a choker, I would want to become a cartoon.
Little Mermaid.
I mean, listen, what we're missing on the Little Mermaid here, you know, is what is the message that this sends to little girls? I'll tell you what the message is. Little Mermaid was a princess who didn't like her position in life, and she found this fucking man. And in order for her to fall in love, she had to change everything about her, to even give up her voice where she can fucking talk.
Damn you, Disney.
So isn't that the real message that Disney's sending? Look, if you want to fall in love with a man, you better shut your fucking mouth and give up your fins and grow legs.
That's the real message.
That's the real fucking message you're sending to little girls.
Yeah, I don't know who came up with the queer coding bullshit here, but that's the real message.
That's the real fucking message, and that should be fucking changed. If you want to make an impact in fucking little girls' lives, you empower them, not by saying, lose your fucking voice and grow legs, bitch.
See, Disney don't even know what the fuck they're talking
about. Don't even know what the fuck they're talking about.
Ain't got a damn clue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You got anything else on your agenda this week?
No, I got to play pool and hang out with you, dude. So.
All right, I'm hoping I can wrap this Mikey House shit up. Starting to get on my nerves.
Yeah.
But your buddy won't text me back again. Oh, my gosh.
Well, look, just call me in the middle, man. I just put y'all two in contact.
I know, I tell you, some people just don't want work.
You know, if I was a dating agency, all I do is put people in contact. Whatever happens after that contact is up to the individuals, you know.
I get you.
So.
I get you there.
You know.
Chuck Woolery, Love Connection. I got you.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of that, we watched a fucking bizarre fucking loving the game show the other day. It was called Luggage. Remember that?
I didn't watch it.
I watched it.
I watched a part of it, but I thought it was lame.
Luggage with Jerry Springer. It plays on Pluto on the Game Show Network, and it's wonderful. It is fucking wonderful. Some of the things these luggage people.
I was fine until the girl said I go to the bathroom 7 times a day.
Poop 7 times a day.
And I was like, who needs to know that?
Well, that's the one that they ended up together.
Oh, he ended up with her?
Yeah.
What is people's fascination with shit?
I don't know. But as soon as the girl said, I'm a born-again virgin, I'm saving myself for marriage, she totally got eliminated because that dude was just wanting to smash.
Wait. I thought it was the black girl that said that.
The black girl did say that.
Okay,
she's
eliminated. The one who pooped 7 times.
No, she was. The one that works out poops 7 times.
I don't think so. I really don't think so. I think you're missing the boat here, Toker.
Mm-mm.
I think you're missing the boat.
All right.
But
well,
okay,
we ain't going to rewatch it.
Either way.
Know, agree to disagree.
Okay, let's do that.
Yeah. You're a good man, George. You're a good man.
What'd you learn this week?
Well, I learned this week that queer coding is actually a thing in this world, and I've been educated. Why did I have to go to school today when I can sit here on 2 minutes and shit, totally uncensored, and get fucking educated?
And you did.
Yeah.
And you're even sporting the shirt. I should have brought my shirt. Yeah. Because it actually fits now. Yeah. So, yeah, I should have brought it. Yeah. Okay, well, I learned pretty much the same thing. Queer coding, never heard anything about that till today. Yeah. And I've also learning that people are really digging deep trying to find problems with things that I don't think normal people just watching shit for entertainment value ever pay attention to.
Yeah.
Just don't think it. But like you said, I'm not in that little college bubble and shit with all these young morons that are ruining this country along with that idiot in the White House.
Well, it's I don't understand it. It's they draw a line with a cartoon, but they won't draw a line with this other thing. When the two things are the same.
It's hypocrisy. They pick and choose what's best for me.
Yeah.
What's best for me. I'm not giving up my job, you know, but I'm still staying on my principles that I've just made up because what I'm standing on isn't even true.
Yeah.
That bill is nothing like they try to say it is. Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah. I'm against the Parental Rights Act law in Florida, but yet I'm going to work for a company that fucking sells their product to people who
made concessions with China to make that one movie over there, Milan, or what was it called?
Well, I mean...
And they actually made it where those slave people are, right? Mm-hmm. Around that area. They didn't have a problem with that, though.
No problem with that.
No problem.
No problem with that. And here's another thing about us.
And I believe even thank China in the credits.
Here's another thing about bending to China. The new Fantastic Beast movie to come out. Dumbledore comes out as being homosexual.
Of course.
There was already hints that he was, but he's out of the closet. He's out of the wand closet, I guess you could say. You see what I did there? You know? So if you're wondering why it bombed so much, it lost its little magical touch because China told him, hey, if you want to run this movie, you got to take out the part that he comes out of the closet. It can be perceived, but it can't be identified that he's actually homosexual.
Nope. They only have a problem with that, though.
They have a problem with that.
No problem with it.
But that was Warner Brothers, I believe. Yeah. Warner Brothers, I think, does.
But all of them are. Yeah. They don't have a problem as long as they're making Chinese money. Yeah. And of course, nobody can piss off the Chinese. You know, we've got to kiss their ass, even though they unleashed this virus around the whole world. Mm-hmm. But we still got to kiss their ass and not hold them responsible. I'll never understand why everybody's about. Well, I don't understand it because it's about money, which is disgusting.
Yeah, well, the movie bombed. It came in third this weekend.
Good. Hope they all bombed.
It bombed, and you know somehow it lost its spell on people to get them casting all their money into the movie theaters.
Well, I mean, if you notice the past few years, all those woke movies have been bombs.
Yeah, you go woke, you go broke.
Because people are tired of being preached to, and you know, it's like when I go into a restaurant, I don't ask, "Do you have a gay person working here?" or "I'm not going to eat." You don't do that. I mean, so why do I have to have a gay person in every fucking movie? I'm so tired of are they putting a white hick like me in every fucking movie? No, I want to be represented.
Well, you're the problem. That's why you're not being represented.
You're right. I'm blackballed. Yeah. I forgot. You're right. Okay.
But I mean,
touché.
We've said this before that people want to see movies and be entertained to escape the reality. Exactly. So if you can't escape the reality that people are pushing all this wokeness on you, and then go to a movie and still get wokeness pushed onto you, it doesn't work that way because that takes away what the entertainment's purpose is.
You know, they actually have a transgender wrestler now. Yeah, I can't remember her name, but she's he's in A&W. You know, he wants to be a woman, but
well, I think it's convenient that prison in South Carolina that had a woman prisoner get two other prisoners pregnant. You
yeah,
see that?
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's fucking science. That's a miracle, fucking science.
It goes back to what I've always said. That's just like I should have learned this scam when I was in high school or something. Of course, back then it wouldn't have played. But, I mean, I should have learned this.
No, you would get beat up.
Yeah, I should have learned this scam years ago just so I could – I am a girl and go hang out in the girls' locker room. Because I still like girls, and I would just had a ball in there.
Yeah.
But, see, that's all these people are doing. That's all that guy did.
Yeah. I would have wore a bra that looks like I got tits and just stuffed it. My hair was already long at the time, you know. And I have to say, I have dressed up as a girl as a Halloween.
Was that after you wouldn't jump in the gravel pit and they started calling you bitch?
No, this was in high school.
Oh, okay.
And me dressed up as a girl – I was pulling more chicks dressed up as a girl than me as a regular dude. So
you know, at the Moose Lodge, they had a party. This was before I got there. And but they were showing me pictures and all that, and they actually had a lot of some of the guys dressed up as women, you know, for charity and all that. And they were like, "Yeah, it was a good night. Would you do that?" And I said, "No." And they were like, "Not even for charity?" I said, "No."
Well,
I'm not going
to
do that.
That's probably going to be the next target for the Alphabet people, is that if you're a straight male and you dress up as a woman, that's now the gay blackface. Mm. You're not representing
you're probably right.
You know, I think that's going to be the next point of contention. You know, don't dress up as a woman if you're straight.
Yeah.
Because that's equivalent to gay blackface.
No, I get you. You're probably right. It's probably right around the corner. So, yeah. All right, asshole of the week.
Well, I'm going to go with my asshole of the week being, I don't really have one. I thought I had one, but I don't really have one.
No, I don't really have one either. But, you know, when I went up the road earlier to get you your two beers or whatnot and went to the little store there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, didn't you get something for yourself?
No, I just did it all for you out of love.
Oh, that's but, anyway. You're a good man, George.
I was going to make them my assholes a week because they were like, I stood there forever. There was a lady trying to do lottery. There was a guy waiting on his chicken. I mean, it was just like a big clusterfuck. And I was like, I almost left. But then when I finally got up to the counter, the black lady behind the counter, she just was so nice and had a nice smile and all that. It just changed everything around. And I thought, you know what? You people are no longer my asshole.
I've never, ever had a problem with that gas station. And they're overworked and underpaid up there. Mm-hmm. They're doing a lot of different tasks at the same time.
Nice people. Always nice people. It's just me. I mean, I try not to get in a big rush anymore. But some places, if I go in, I just don't feel like the customer service there. It does piss me off a little bit. But just talking to her changed the whole vibe around and everything. And I
Chappie's
fine.
Chicken's good, too. I like Chappie's chicken.
It always smells like it's burnt when I go in there, though.
Well, I think those are the fryers.
I'm sure it is, but they need to do something with the fryers because it always smells burnt and it takes away from the goodness smell of the chicken.
Yeah.
So I don't really have an asshole either, so I guess we'll revert to who?
I mean, the Hall of Famer,
the educational guy?
The Easter egg follower.
Yeah, the idiot Biden. Once again, our Hall of Famer is our asshole of the week. So
here's what I want exposed. I want to know who was in the Easter Bunny outfit. I want to know who that is. I want that motherfucker exposed.
No, I think I read it. It was one of the people that work in the press secretary's office, if I recall correctly, what I read. Yeah. It was a staffer, like I told you. It was a staffer. Now, it was funny, when I was watching the news yesterday, they were like, they were making fun of him, going, you know, they had that all planned. They probably looked around and said, "Hey, you're in the bunny outfit today. And make sure he stays away."
Yeah. Stay in earshot.
Yep.
You need to hop along with Biden.
Yeah. It's got to suck to really work for that guy. It's nonstop with this moron. So.
Yeah.
But that's going to wrap it up for us this week. Like you said, you're going to go out and shoot some pool later. I'm just going to hang out at the house today. I know there's something I need to do, and it probably strike my mind here later on. But I don't think I'm going to go anywhere today. And please drop us a line at 2MenInTheShed. Remember I screwed it up last week? 2MenInTheShed, totally uncensored at gmail.com. That's the number 2, not the word 2. Give us some thoughts, ideas, whatever questions Chris was asking. And don't queer code this week. And stay out of trouble and have a good day.
And bye-bye.